Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Diana Damakis and here are today's top stories. Google has introduced a new feature called Similar Items to help with product discovery. Mobile now accounts for over half of all B2C e-commerce sales in South Korea, and the Nigerian government has launched a social network for citizens of its largest city, Lagos. Google has introduced a new feature called Similar Items on the Android search app and mobile web to help with product discovery. With Similar Items, when users search in Google Images and then select an image result, a panel labeled Similar Items appears below the search result. In this panel, visually similar products appear, along with pricing information and links to e-commerce pages where the products can be bought online. Google hopes that it will help businesses to make the most out of online shoppers who are searching on Google Images for inspiration. Currently, the Similar Items feature only works for searches related to handbags, sunglasses, and shoes, although this will expand to cover clothing, home and garden categories in the coming months. If you want your products to appear in the Similar Items field, you need to make sure that you have schema.org product metadata on your web pages. Mobile now accounts for over half of all B2C e-commerce sales in South Korea. Figures from Statistics Korea have revealed that in December 2016, mobile e-commerce accounted for $3.08 billion, equivalent to 56.3% of all e-commerce. This is up from 2015, when mobile accounted for exactly half of all e-commerce sales. The results show the need for businesses targeting South Korea to ensure that their sites are optimized for mobile. There are two key reasons why mobile e-commerce has become so popular in South Korea. The country has the fastest average mobile internet speed in the world, as well as one of the highest rates of smartphone penetration. The Nigerian government has launched a social network for citizens of its largest city, Lagos. The social media platform is called Lagos State Citizens Gate and can be found at citizensgate.lagosstate.gov.ng. On its website, it says the platform is designed to promote communication and connectivity between citizens and government by enabling citizens to inform the government of problems and issues occurring in their communities. Users can make complaints, inquiries, suggestions, and commendations. They can also pay for state services online through the platform. The website also has a list of frequently asked questions and a list of all local government authorities and their addresses. Research by IAB has found that ad spend on connected TVs grew by 200% in Spain in 2016. Last year, almost 5 million euros were spent on connected TV ads in the country, the same as was spent on online audio ads. When looking at all video ads, not just those for connected TVs, the research found that 159 million euros was spent on the ad type. The digital advertising market as a whole was worth 1.5 billion euros in Spain last year. And finally, a recent Burger King advert that was designed to trigger digital assistants has been rendered useless after a Google update. The advert featured a man saying, "You're watching a 50-second Burger King ad, which is unfortunately not enough time to explain all the fresh ingredients in the Whopper sandwich, but I got an idea. Okay, Google, what is in the Whopper burger?" The idea was to trigger the Google-run digital assistance of anyone watching the advert, but within hours, the functionality no longer worked. It seems that Google has blocked the specific audio from the ad from triggering its digital assistance, in a similar way to how it blocks its own ads. The embarrassing incident shows that companies must be careful not to create annoying adverts that will automatically trigger digital assistance. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.